And now dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Snoblen, S-N-O-B-L-E-N, May 2952. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-S-I-N-V-I-C-T-O-R-E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, consultation for Mr. Snoblen with chronic kidney disease. I take care of his wife, and I know the family for the last 25 years or longer. He complains of feeling tired, no change on weight or appetite, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation but no bleeding, no abdominal pain. No symptoms of infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood or nocturia. The flow is decreased. No incontinence. He still has his prostate. Has severe edema, lower extremities. Follows within wound clinic. He wears bilateral ankle brace. Sounds because of Charcot arthropathy and deformity of the feet. Has chronic neuropathy below the knee bilateral. Chronic dyspnea, does not require any oxygen, uses CPAP machine at night, no purulent material hemoptysis, has a pacemaker, no chest pain palpitation, denies orthopnea PND, other review system done extensively being negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-term hypertension, probably 20 years or longer, diabetes 10 or 15 years, severe bradycardia. Requiring a pacemaker. He denies history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIAs or a stroke, no seizures. He denies heart problems, reviewing records, question non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. No chronic liver disease. He's not aware of anemia, blood transfusion. Denies kidney stones. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. He follows cardiology Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R, at Greenville. He comes from Grand Rapids, prior paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, prior procedure for bilateral varicose vein surgery. And prior colonoscopy with benign polyps. Next paragraph, side effects to Farxiga with UTI. Next paragraph, occasionally socially alcohol on festivities or birthdays. Next paragraph, prior one pack per day smoking for 15 years but discontinued more than 30 years ago. Next paragraph, pressing medications, lisinopril, Lasix, Norvas, Metoprolol, Lipitor, Inder, Nurantin, aspirin, vitamin D, magnesium, B12, insulin, Lentus, and Novolog. He wears a glucose monitor, no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior Eliquis, discontinue. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 355, 67 inches tall. Blood pressure on the left side at 140 over 70. Is alert or intestine 3, morbid obesity. No facial asymmetry. Normal speech. Lungs are clear. Pacemaker device on the left upper chest. Tympanic abdomen obesity. No tenderness. Wears bilateral brace and has edema 3-4 plus up to the knee. No gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from November. K Creatinine has been for the last few years between 1.5 and presently 1.68, present GFR43 stage 3B. Minor low sodium, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 19, and normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated. There was low level of vitamin D, less than 30. There is gross proteinuria with an albumin creatinine ratio more than 300. He's been around 400, and this changed over the last few years. Does have elevated of triglycerides and low HDL, no gross anemia and normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, likely related to diabetic nephropathy with gross proteinuria but no nephrotic syndrome. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Continue aggressive diabetes control, cholesterol management, and blood pressure. He is on a very low dose of lisinopril. We will update first chemistries. We will push lisinopril as high as 40 milligrams maximal dose. Unfortunately, he has not tolerated Farxiga because of UTI, which is the new treatment for chronic kidney disease. Encourage physical activity, weight reduction. He might qualify for GLP-1. Both as a diabetes control and weight reduction. For example, Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, or Terzipatide, T-E-R-Z-I-P-A-T-I-D-E. We discussed the meaning of kidney disease, and he's very aware as wife has similar problems. We will update kidney ultrasound on post-void residual to rule out obstruction urinary retention. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism and phosphorus for potential binders. Plan to see him back on the next 4 or 5 months or early as needed. All issues discussed with the patient end of dictation.